Heat transfer is the invisible force that shapes our modern existence, from the warmth of your morning coffee to the cooling systems preventing your smartphone from overheating. Frank Crith's Basic Heat Transfer has remained an engineering bible since its publication, influencing generations of thermal engineers and scientists. What makes this text particularly fascinating is how it transformed a complex physical phenomenon into accessible knowledge that revolutionized industries. Elon Musk reportedly keeps a well-worn copy in his office, referring to it during SpaceX's thermal protection system development. The book's principles underpin everything from renewable energy technologies to climate control systems in the International Space Station. Beyond engineering circles, its methodical approach to problem-solving has influenced fields as diverse as medical device development and sustainable architecture, making it one of the most cross-disciplinary technical works of the 20th century. Heat transfer, at its core, represents energy in transit due to temperature differences. This fundamental concept drives everything from global weather patterns to how your laptop dissipates heat, from the formation of ocean currents to the cooling of nuclear reactors. The process occurs through three distinct mechanisms that often work simultaneously in real-world applications, each playing a crucial role in thermal management across scales. Conduction transfers heat through direct molecular interaction without any bulk motion of matter. Think about how a metal spoon heats up when left in a hot soup. Energy passes from molecule to molecule through a chain of vibrations. This process is particularly evident in solid materials, where atoms are tightly bound together. The speed of conduction varies dramatically between materials. Copper conducts heat about 20,000 times faster than plastic, which explains why metallic surfaces in the same room can feel dramatically different temperatures. In electronics, this principle is crucial. Thermal paste between a processor and heatsink enhances conduction by filling microscopic air gaps. Convection involves the movement of fluids, liquids or gases, carrying heat away from a surface, occurring in both natural and forced forms. Natural convection creates the rising of hot air in a room or the circulation patterns in a pot of boiling water. Forced convection, like in a car's radiator or a computer's cooling fan, accelerates this process through mechanical means. The effectiveness of convective heat transfer depends on factors including fluid velocity, surface geometry, and temperature difference. This explains why wind chill makes cold days feel colder. Increased air velocity enhances convective heat loss from your body. Radiation transmits energy through electromagnetic waves, requiring no medium at all. Unlike conduction and convection, radiation can transfer heat through a vacuum, which is how the sun's energy travels 93 million miles through space before warming Earth. The amount of radiative heat transfer depends on surface properties like emissivity and the fourth power of absolute temperature, making it particularly significant at high temperatures. This is why thermal imaging cameras can detect heat signatures and why spacecraft need special reflective coatings to manage temperature in the vacuum of space. The rate equation for each mechanism follows a similar pattern. The heat transfer rate equals a coefficient multiplied by a driving force, typically a temperature difference. For conduction, this relationship is expressed through Fourier's law, where heat flux is proportional to the temperature gradient. The thermal conductivity of materials varies by orders of magnitude. Diamond conducts heat about 3,000 times better than air, while aerogels can be engineered to conduct heat even less effectively than still air, making them excellent insulators. Understanding these mechanisms isn't just academic, it's practical engineering with real-world applications. When designing a home heating system, engineers must consider how heat conducts through walls, affecting insulation choices, how convection circulates warm air through rooms, influencing vent placement, and how radiative heat from the sun affects indoor temperatures, determining window specifications. The interplay between these mechanisms determines everything from the comfort of living spaces to the efficiency of power plants and the safety of electronic devices. Modern technologies like heat pipes combine multiple heat transfer mechanisms to achieve superior thermal management, while innovative materials like phase change compounds provide new ways to control temperature. By mastering these principles, we gain the ability to control thermal energy flows, cooling what needs cooling, and heating what needs heating, a capability that underpins modern civilization. Heat conduction represents nature's most intimate energy transfer mechanism, occurring at the molecular level without any visible movement. This process dominates in solids, but also occurs in fluids and gases, though less efficiently. The mathematical foundation of conduction is Fourier's law, which states that heat flux is proportional to the negative temperature gradient. This elegantly simple relationship belies the complex atomic interactions happening beneath the surface, where billions of particles engage in an intricate dance of energy exchange. In crystalline solids like metals, conduction occurs primarily through free electron movement. These electrons act as energy couriers, absorbing thermal energy in hotter regions and depositing it in cooler ones. This explains why metals are excellent thermal conductors, with copper and aluminum leading the pack in practical applications. In non-metallic solids, conduction happens through lattice vibrations called phonons, essentially sound waves carrying thermal energy. These mechanisms give each material a unique thermal conductivity value, ranging from highly conductive diamond, 2,000 watts per meter K, to insulating materials like aerogels, 0.01 watts per meter K. This property is as fundamental to thermal engineering as density is to mechanical design. The heat diffusion equation, a second-order partial differential equation, describes how temperature distributes through materials over time. Solving this equation for different boundary conditions reveals how heat flows through various geometries and scenarios. For a plane wall with steady-state conditions, the solution yields a linear temperature profile, much like voltage drops across a resistor. For cylindrical systems like insulated pipes or nuclear fuel rods, the temperature follows a logarithmic distribution. These mathematical models allow engineers to predict thermal behavior in applications ranging from spacecraft heat shields to domestic water heaters. Thermal resistance concepts parallel electrical resistance in circuit theory, following similar mathematical principles. Just as resistors impede electrical current, thermal resistances impede heat flow. Complex heat transfer problems can be simplified by representing them as thermal circuits with resistances in series or parallel. This approach makes it possible to analyze everything from multi-layered building walls to electronic cooling systems with relative ease. For instance, a typical house wall might combine several layers: drywall, insulation, sheathing, and siding, each contributing its own thermal resistance to the overall system. Contact resistance presents a fascinating challenge in real-world applications, often overlooked in theoretical calculations. When two solids touch, microscopic air gaps at their interface create additional thermal resistance. Even seemingly smooth surfaces are rough at the microscopic level. This explains why thermal paste improves heat transfer between a computer processor and its heatsink. It fills these gaps, reducing contact resistance. The impact can be significant. A properly applied thermal interface material can improve heat transfer efficiency by 50% or more. Understanding these nuances of conduction enables technologies from efficient building insulation to electronic thermal management systems that keep our devices from overheating during use. Modern applications include phase change materials in clothing, heat pipes in laptops, and vacuum insulated panels in refrigerators. Convection represents the fascinating interplay between fluid mechanics and heat transfer, creating some of nature's most complex and beautiful patterns. This mechanism transports thermal energy through the bulk movement of fluids, either liquids or gases, and dominates heat transfer in many everyday scenarios. When you feel a cool breeze on a hot day, or watch steam rise from a cup of coffee, you're witnessing convection in action. The process comes in two varieties, natural and forced convection. Natural convection occurs when temperature differences create density variations in a fluid, generating buoyancy forces that drive flow. Hot air rises above a radiator because it becomes less dense, creating natural circulation patterns. Forced convection happens when external means, like fans, pumps, or wind, drive fluid movement. Your car's radiator uses forced convection when the fan pushes air across hot surfaces to accelerate cooling. The boundary layer concept is crucial for understanding convection. As fluid flows over a surface, a thin layer forms where velocity changes from zero at the wall, due to the no-slip condition, to the free stream value away from it. Parallel to this velocity boundary layer exists a thermal boundary layer, where temperature transitions from the surface value to the bulk fluid temperature. The characteristics of these layers, whether laminar or turbulent, dramatically affect heat transfer rates. Newton's law of cooling provides a simplified mathematical model for convection. The heat transfer rate equals the convection coefficient multiplied by the surface area and temperature difference. This seemingly straightforward equation hides tremendous complexity, as the convection coefficient depends on fluid properties, flow geometry, and flow conditions. Dimensionless numbers like the Reynolds number, ratio of inertial to viscous forces, Prandtl number, ratio of momentum diffusivity to thermal diffusivity, and Nusselt number, ratio of convective to conductive heat transfer, help engineers navigate this complexity. Empirical correlations, derived from experiments, allow practical calculation of convection coefficients for common scenarios. For example, different equations apply for flow over flat plates, through pipes, or around cylinders. These correlations, combined with boundary layer theory, enable engineers to design everything from efficient heat sinks for electronics to industrial cooling towers that dissipate waste heat from power plants, translating theoretical principles into practical thermal management solutions. Unlike conduction and convection, radiation requires no material medium. It transmits energy through electromagnetic waves or photons. This unique characteristic makes radiation the only heat transfer mechanism that works in a vacuum, explaining how the sun warms Earth across 93 million miles of space. Radiation surrounds us constantly, from the infrared heat you feel near a campfire to the microwave energy cooking your food. All objects above absolute zero emit thermal radiation, with the emission spectrum depending primarily on temperature. As objects get hotter, they emit more energy per unit area, following the Stefan-Boltzmann law, and at shorter wavelengths, described by Wien's displacement law. This explains why metals glow red, then orange, then white hot as their temperature increases. The peak emission wavelength shifts from infrared toward visible light. The concept of a black body, a theoretical perfect absorber and emitter of radiation, provides a reference standard. Real surfaces have emissivity values between 0 and 1, indicating how efficiently they emit radiation compared to a black body. Polished metals have low emissivity, often below 0.1, making them poor radiators but excellent reflectors. Dark, rough surfaces like asphalt have high emissivity, above 0.9, efficiently absorbing and emitting radiation. This property explains why car interiors get so hot on sunny days. Solar radiation enters through windows and is absorbed by dark surfaces, which then emit infrared radiation that gets trapped inside. View factors account for the geometric relationship between surfaces exchanging radiation. Not all radiation emitted by one surface reaches another. Some may miss entirely or be intercepted by intermediate objects. Radiation networks, analogous to thermal resistance networks for conduction, help engineers analyze complex radiation exchange between multiple surfaces in enclosures. Radiation shields demonstrate practical application of these principles. Space satellites use multi-layer insulation consisting of reflective layers separated by vacuum or low-conductivity spacers. Each layer reflects a portion of incoming radiation, dramatically reducing heat transfer. Similar technology appears in everyday items like emergency blankets and insulated coffee mugs. Understanding radiative properties also drives innovations in solar energy collection, where selective surfaces maximize absorption of solar wavelengths while minimizing re-emission of thermal radiation, improving efficiency in harvesting renewable energy from our most abundant radiation source, the sun. Heat exchangers represent one of engineering's most elegant solutions for transferring thermal energy between fluids without mixing them. These devices serve as the workhorses of countless systems, from the radiator cooling your car engine to the massive condensers and power plants generating electricity. Their design embodies the practical application of all heat transfer mechanisms working in concert. The classification of heat exchangers reveals their versatility. In parallel flow exchangers, both fluids travel in the same direction, creating a gradually diminishing temperature difference. Counterflow arrangements, where fluids move in opposite directions, maintain a more uniform temperature difference throughout, typically achieving higher effectiveness. Cross-flow designs, common in car radiators, position fluids perpendicular to each other. Each configuration offers unique advantages for specific applications. The effectiveness NTU, number of transfer units, provides a powerful analytical tool for heat exchanger design. Rather than requiring iterative calculations with unknown outlet temperatures, this approach relates heat exchanger effectiveness to NTU and capacity rate ratio through standard curves. This method streamlines the design process, allowing engineers to quickly size exchangers for desired performance characteristics. Compact heat exchangers represent a triumph of surface area optimization. By incorporating fins, corrugations, or microchannels, these designs pack enormous heat transfer surface into small volumes. A modern car radiator might contain over 100 square feet of surface area within a compact package. This high surface area density enables efficient heat transfer in space-constrained applications like electronics cooling and aerospace systems. Fouling, the accumulation of deposits on heat transfer surfaces, presents a persistent challenge. Scale buildup in home water heaters, algae growth in cooling towers, or carbon deposits in engine oil coolers all reduce heat transfer effectiveness over time. Engineers address this through design margins, cleaning protocols, and material selection. Some innovative exchangers incorporate self-cleaning mechanisms or special coatings that resist fouling. The evolution of heat exchanger technology continues with printed circuit heat exchangers featuring chemically etched flow passages smaller than a human hair, and 3D printed designs with complex internal geometries impossible to manufacture conventionally. These advances enable unprecedented thermal performance in applications from hydrogen liquefaction to computer chip cooling, demonstrating how fundamental heat transfer principles continue to drive innovation in this essential technology. Phase changes, transitions between solid, liquid, and gaseous states, represent nature's most energy-dense heat transfer processes. When water boils or steam condenses, it exchanges latent heat without temperature change, absorbing or releasing roughly 2257 kilojoules per kilogram. This value dwarfs the sensible heat needed to raise water's temperature. It takes about 7 times more energy to boil water than to heat it from freezing to boiling point. This remarkable energy density makes phase change processes central to countless engineering applications. Boiling occurs when a liquid reaches its saturation temperature and vapor bubbles form at a heated surface. The process follows a distinctive curve with several regimes. At low temperature differences, natural convection dominates. As temperature increases, isolated bubbles form, nucleate boiling, dramatically increasing heat transfer rates. This explains why a pot of water heats much faster once bubbling begins. At excessive temperatures, a vapor blanket can form, film boiling, actually reducing heat transfer and potentially causing equipment failure, a phenomenon responsible for many industrial accidents. Pool boiling, in a stationary fluid, differs significantly from flow boiling, in a moving fluid. In flow boiling, common in refrigeration systems and nuclear reactors, both bubble formation and forced convection contribute to heat transfer. The flow pattern evolves from bubbly to slug, annular, and eventually mist flow as vapor quality increases along a heated tube. Each pattern exhibits different heat transfer characteristics, requiring specialized correlations for accurate prediction. Condensation occurs when vapor contacts a surface below its saturation temperature. In film-wise condensation, a continuous liquid film forms on the surface, creating a thermal resistance that limits heat transfer. Drop-wise condensation, where discrete droplets form and shed from the surface, can achieve heat transfer coefficients 5 to 10 times higher. This explains ongoing research into hydrophobic coatings that promote drop-wise condensation for applications like water harvesting and power plant condensers. Critical heat flux represents a crucial design limitation. The maximum heat flux before boiling transitions from efficient nucleate boiling to dangerous film boiling. Exceeding this limit in nuclear reactors or high-performance electronics can cause catastrophic failure. Engineers carefully design systems with adequate safety margins below this threshold. Phase change heat transfer enables technologies from refrigeration systems to heat pipes, passive devices that transport enormous heat fluxes through evaporation and condensation in a sealed container. Modern electronics increasingly rely on two-phase cooling solutions to manage ever-increasing power densities, demonstrating how mastering these complex phenomena translates directly into technological advancement. Mass transfer, the movement of one substance through another at the molecular level, shares remarkable mathematical similarities with heat transfer. This parallel extends beyond equations. The physical mechanisms themselves mirror each other. Just as heat flows from high to low temperature regions, mass diffuses from high to low concentration areas. This connection allows engineers to apply similar analytical approaches to both phenomena, streamlining the solution of complex problems. Thick's law of diffusion, the fundamental equation governing mass transfer, parallels Fourier's law for heat conduction. It states that the mass flux is proportional to the concentration gradient, with the diffusion coefficient serving as the proportionality constant. This coefficient, like thermal conductivity, varies with temperature and pressure. In gases, diffusion coefficients typically range from 10 to the minus 5th to 10 to the minus 4 meters squared per second, while in liquids, they're much smaller, 10 to the minus 9th to 10 to the 8th meters squared per second, explaining why smells spread quickly through air, but flavors diffuse slowly through liquids. Convective mass transfer occurs when bulk fluid motion enhances diffusion, analogous to convective heat transfer. The dimensionless Schmidt number, ratio of momentum diffusivity to mass diffusivity, plays a role similar to the Prandtl number in heat transfer. The Sherwood number for mass transfer corresponds to the Nusselt number for heat transfer. These parallels allow engineers to adapt heat transfer correlations for mass transfer applications through appropriate substitutions. Simultaneous heat and mass transfer occurs in many practical situations, often with one process influencing the other. Evaporative cooling exemplifies this interaction. As water evaporates from your skin, it removes heat, creating the cooling sensation. Industrial cooling towers operate on this principle, rejecting heat to the atmosphere through water evaporation. Humidity affects this process significantly. In dry climates, evaporative coolers provide efficient air conditioning with minimal energy input. The analogy between heat and mass transfer extends to equipment design. Absorption refrigeration systems use mass transfer principles to create cooling without mechanical compression. Desiccant dehumidifiers remove moisture from air through mass transfer to hygroscopic materials. Carbon capture technologies trap CO2 through selective mass transfer processes. Understanding these parallels allows engineers to design more efficient systems for applications ranging from water purification to pharmaceutical manufacturing. Perhaps most importantly, this heat mass transfer analogy provides a conceptual bridge between thermal sciences and fields like chemical engineering, environmental science, and biomedical engineering. The same principles that explain how heat moves through a heat exchanger help explain how oxygen diffuses from lungs into bloodstreams and how pollutants disperse in the atmosphere, demonstrating the unifying power of transport phenomena across diverse natural and engineered systems. The principles of heat transfer find application across an astonishing range of technologies and industries, demonstrating how theoretical concepts translate into practical solutions for real-world challenges. These applications span from everyday conveniences to cutting-edge technologies that push the boundaries of what's possible. Thermal management in electronics exemplifies the critical importance of heat transfer in modern technology. As computing power increases and devices shrink, managing heat flux densities that can exceed those on a rocket nozzle becomes essential for performance and reliability. Solutions range from simple heat sinks that increase surface area for convection to sophisticated liquid cooling systems that circulate coolants through microchannels mere micrometers wide. The latest technologies employ phase change cooling, where working fluids transition between liquid and vapor states to transport heat away from sensitive components. Without these thermal management strategies, the computing revolution would have stalled decades ago due to overheating. Building thermal design demonstrates heat transfer principles at an architectural scale. Modern energy-efficient buildings employ multiple strategies to control heat flow. Reflective roofing materials reduce solar radiation absorption. Carefully selected insulation minimizes conduction through walls. Strategic window placement and treatments manage both conductive and radiative transfers. And sophisticated HVA systems control convection to maintain comfort while minimizing energy use. These principles have evolved into standards like passive house, where buildings require minimal active heating or cooling because they so effectively manage heat transfer through their envelopes. Renewable energy systems rely fundamentally on heat transfer processes. Solar thermal collectors maximize absorption of solar radiation while minimizing losses through convection and re-radiation. Geothermal systems extract heat from underground through carefully designed heat exchanger fields. Concentrated solar power plants use mirrors to focus solar radiation, creating temperatures high enough to drive steam turbines. Even photovoltaic panel efficiency depends on thermal management. As panels heat up, their electrical efficiency decreases, making heat transfer considerations crucial for optimal performance. Medical applications showcase how heat transfer principles extend to biological systems. Hypothermia treatment for certain cardiac and neurological emergencies precisely controls body temperature through carefully managed cooling blankets or intravascular heat exchangers. Thermal ablation techniques use focused heat delivery to destroy tumors while sparing surrounding tissue. Even diagnostic tools like infrared thermography apply radiation heat transfer principles to visualize temperature patterns that can indicate inflammation or circulatory issues. These diverse applications share common foundations in the heat transfer mechanisms of conduction, convection, and radiation. The same equations that describe heat flow through a simple wall apply, with appropriate modifications, to cooling systems for supercomputers and thermal protection for spacecraft re-entering Earth's atmosphere. This universality makes heat transfer one of engineering's most versatile disciplines, a set of principles that enables technologies spanning from the mundane to the extraordinary, all governed by the fundamental physics of thermal energy in transit.